Dina Diamond, a very, very good morning. Welcome back.
And the dramatic start, and welcome back, I must say.
We couldn't give you more of a fitting intro, don't
Absolutely
you think?
Absolutely not. I almost feel like we should be standing. There should be guards, beef eaters.
Yeah, it is almost like the changing of the guards. So there you have it. Today is the big Megxit meeting.
It is
taking place at 2 o'clock this afternoon at Sandringham, and lots of very important to see who is in attendance and who is not. So it's going to be an important day. It's going to have to be over by the time the Queen takes her tea, and that is going to take place at 5 p.m. She takes her tea, so therefore everything has got to be resolved by then.
Listen, I'm sure there's a proper agenda drawn out and.
Oh, yes,
there is
I have
time
agenda.
Allocated. Oh, you have the agenda.
Oh, please.
No.
Please, I am not
There's
doing
no
my job.
Here.
This is not amateur hour. That comes a bit later.
No ways. There's even an agenda. I'm actually surprised that Meg is not there in person. I'm a bit shocked. I don't know if that's strategic. I think
everything is strategic. So first of all, Archie's out the country. I'm surprised that she isn't, because I didn't think she trusted Harry enough to handle this. But she is sitting on the other side of the pond with a child. So
yes,
I think that, their leverage that they have is a couple of things. First of all, there's that. There's the reputation of the royal family, which they know is very precarious. So right now, public opinion is with the Queen, but it could easily go in the other direction, especially because Harry is our vulnerable orphan. He will always be our vulnerable orphan. He always will be the kid who lost his mom, and we will always have to feel like we need to take care of him.
Mm.
So that's on the one side. They also are threatening an interview and tell interview with Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
So that is got to be very, very worrying for the family and for the Queen. And of course, on the other side of it, the couple want to keep the HRH. That's very, very important to them for their branding. And they also would like to really keep Charles's £2.1 million that they get every year. So that is probably worth fighting for. I mean, this is an exit interview like I have never. You know, if you think that you had a difficult exit interview at the last company you might have left, can you imagine this for your exit interview?
Yeah, except you see, this is so much bigger than them. Again, when we talk about brand, Harry and Meghan, and we talk about the royal family brand, this, it's absolutely enormous. I mean, the effects of this, what they call the new working model. I love that. I don't know if you've seen their page.
I went through it.
Yes, so on Sussex Royal, which is their official, actual website and PR sort of communication platform, they have got an entire, they've laid out the reasons for leaving. They've laid out how they were historically paid. That only 5% of their costs were paid for by the sovereign grant.
Now, see, this is deeply embarrassing for the Queen.
Yes.
Because this is not the royal family.
No, this has never been laid out before.
We don't talk about money.
No, because we don't, you have so much, you don't have to worry about.
There's also that
details.
Wonderful, wonderful line from Downton Abbey where, what's her name, Maggie Smith, who was the wonderful old matriarch, and somebody said something about doing something on the weekend, and she looks and she says, "What's a weekend?" And sort of that sums it up. You know, we don't talk about money. We definitely don't talk about that. So it's very interesting.
Exactly. And not only that, but it's a proper illustration of how the flow of funds goes in through Her Majesty, through the taxpayers. And then they've even calculated how much each person in Britain actually contributes to that fund, which is apparently £1 a year per person, per head.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I wouldn't mind £1 a year. I wouldn't mind contributing £1 per year. Time is 8:14. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM. Benjamin Stivett says, "Hi, Howard. My dear old dad, who went up north during World War II, used to sing. He had a very good voice. Rule Britannia. Britannia rules the wave." It still amuses me whenever I hear the tune. And Sign says, "Rule Britannia. Britannia waves the rules." That's cute. Dove says, "I'm scared. Let me just read this ahead of time." Right. "The royals led by Charles are a race of alien lizards. Meghan left because she could not stand all the skin shedding. Sounds like a very, very sound theory, sure. Dov. Maybe you should lay off on that now, legal cannabis. And, no, I'm just saying. Can we, you know, and, all right, there we go. Karen says, just let Harry be with the woman that he loves. It's not love. It's Stockholm Syndrome, Karen. This is Stockholm Syndrome. Rahadi says, Howard, you're simply the best. If only you could provide us with a running commentary of the talks. I am in stitches.
Don't worry. You will get those. Those will
appear. Oh, yeah. You're going to get those. Don't worry about that, Rakhadi. And because even if I'm not there, it'll be as though I'm there. You don't need to worry. And Colin says this should make an interesting episode of The Crown in the future. That's from Colin. And yes, you know who will play Meghan.
Meghan. Because she'll be allowed to.
Absolutely.
Justin Trudeau.
Whether he's, yeah, because he's got a penchant for blackface. So it might be him. But you know, she's already got an acting gig.
Yes, with Disney and Harry, potential thing with Oprah and Apple TV.
Well, I didn't see that.
So basically what he's saying is, okay, so I think for me, the big thing about this, right, is so what does this do for there's a huge thing on the brand level. So right now, Harry and Meghan, as members of the royal family, are not allowed to work, essentially. They're
right,
not allowed to receive
God
income
from
anything
be no work,
which is more in the sort of generic commercial space. So by leaving, I mean, very strategic, by leaving the official monarchy and not having to be beholden, they are now allowing themselves to earn income.
That's why they went
to that massive branding exercise. That's why they went to Sussex Royal. They got the copyright. They got all
Sussex
of those
Royal,
things.
By the way, is a beautiful name.
It is beautiful.
It's an incredible
next
name.
Next dog, Sussex Royal.
What's that?
Next dog, Sussex
yeah.
Royal.
No, exactly. Oh, you've got a Sussex Royal.
It's a
yeah,
great.
No, I happen to think it's a very, very smart name. It's got everything. It's just got it.
No, but that's why it is all strategic. So if you think about it, so they actually filed that patent, in July this year, in the summer, and they just received it. So, and it all sort of lines up and ties up very nicely with their announcement that they are leaving the royal family. So now they can do speaking engagements. Mm. They can do a brand of clothing, which is ecologically friendly. They've got
not ecologically friendly.
No.
And look, if it's going to look like anything she wore when she was here in South Africa, look, I can tell you which direction that one's
Listen,
going.
There's a whole theory again and there's an entire topic on its own in terms of her clothing and the brand.
Yes, I read that. And also because she said that she didn't have the budget and therefore she had to wear those types of clothes. I was right. Yeah, she did shop at Mr. Price's end of range sales. No, I'm
but
telling
it's not
you,
true
it
that
was all
she
about
didn't
budget.
Have the budget because Charles supplements that budget. Ah. So she is given that sovereign grant, which is not a small number.
No, I would imagine
by
not.
Any means.
Yeah, you can go to Country Road for that.
Yeah, yeah. At least Country Road.
Right, okay,
the normal
fine.
Section in Willys. So that wasn't a small budget at all.
Right.
And then it's supplemented by Charles's own little fund that he gets every single year. And,
2.1 million pounds.
Yeah. And again, so she's
And Frogmore,
really...
Frogmore is very, well, it was interesting because I was telling our listeners in Zanati earlier, I read a fascinating article on the weekend as to why the tide of public opinion is so strongly against them. And a lot of it is about hypocrisy. And I gave the example and I can't recall which, UK prime minister was asked price of the loaf of bread. And he didn't know. But he portrayed himself as being a person
of the
people. Mm-hmm. And he was based it. But when they asked Boris Johnson the same question, he says, I have no idea, but I can tell you the price of champagne. And people loved it because he owned it. That's who I am. I'm not pretending. So when they are these ecological environmentalists, but they're on their plane, we don't care before. We never cared how the royals flew. We didn't care that
they took
private planes. But when they start lecturing us, then we care.
And purporting to be the defenders of the earth and
exactly.
the planet.
Exactly. Now that they're saying we are going to be financially independent, people care. Because hold on, what do you mean financially independent when you've registered your brand, which is all about being a royal?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's hypocrisy. And I think that is what has turned that, as well as the treatment of the Queen, has turned people away from it. My question to you, from a branding, marketing perspective, is how do they claw back from where they're at?
So it's quite interesting because as much as there is that negativity, and I think that British people are split actually, because there is a very, very strong historic link and connection to the Queen and the royal family as almost a holy grail, almost as an entity that cannot be touched and one that should not be sort of defamed as such. And they are leaving that, and by them leaving that, they are actually saying, you know, you're not good enough for us. We're going to go and do our own thing. So, and I think that there is a split in public opinion in Britain and globally about them leaving. Obviously with Meghan being more American and having that sort of
look,
appeal.
No good has ever come from an American in the royal family. Let's not kid.
This is a true story. So I think it's not a negative earning on their brand. In fact, if anything, they're doing it to make money on their brand because they're breaking away. They're creating their own sovereign brand, as it were. And they are now opening themselves up to options for commercial branding, for clothing, for anything that they want to make money on. If anything, they'll earn more money because they were saying, oh, you know, 55% of the sovereign grant, that's nothing for us. We've got a much bigger earning potential.
Which I think is absolutely true.
Absolutely. So they'll be bigger than the Beckhams, the Obamas.
Oh, I think they will be, by the way. So as much as I don't like Meghan and I think Harry's a schlemazel, I don't know. I don't even know what the English translation of it is.
There is none.
Nebbish, so, but that's not English either.
No, and also I must say,
Xhosa word, but I also can't translate it. Isiyoyoyo.
You see, that's exactly what it is.
Is that what you're
like a nebbish? Like he's, he needs to grow some.
He's never really owned it. Like he's always been sort of in his brother's shadow. His brother's always been the blue-eyed boy. He's always done the right thing. He was also went a bit rogue.
He was laddish.
He was having parties in Vegas. He was dressing up in Nazi uniforms.
Okay, that wasn't cool. But he was laddish.
He was laddish. And he wasn't
and
really
it's a pity that he's lost. But we never thought he wasn't
no,
ever going to be king.
He was never going to be. He was princely. And he's sixth in line, so it's not really important.
Yeah, look, take your number and wait your turn. It's like being at Home Affairs. But the point is that I do think that they will do exceptionally well because they will be the Beckhams.
Absolutely. Yeah. But they're more the real life royals, so that they normal-ish.
Yeah, they're the Beckhams normal-ish. Without the tattoos, effectively.
Yes,
it's true that. It is true.
And I mean, also the memes. I don't know if you've seen the memes.
Oh.
So he was going to play Eddie Murphy coming to America. My favorite one that I also saw was the artist, formerly known as Prince.
That was my favorite. For me, that was the winner. That was the winner of all of them, the artist formerly known as Prince. And of course, you see that they're going to live in Los Angeles, but only once Trump has finished his term, because they will not live in America under Donald Trump.
So all of a sudden, they've got the higher moral ground.
Sanctimonious idiots.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, with her, I've so vacillated because when I saw her first, I liked her. And then I was like suspicious of her because she was an actress. And then I watched Suits. And then I was like, I liked her. And then I saw, and then Suits evolved. And I was like, not all it seems.
Right.
So now I'm so split because at one hand I was thinking, you know, maybe she is really, you know, genuine. Maybe
so I'll give you my thoughts on it. And I actually did spend quite a bit of time yesterday looking at a number of clips of her. In this position, in this royal position, because she's a superb actress.
She really is.
Can't look at her in public or in any of these appearances without knowing that. She's been trained.
Absolutely.
To portray a certain
and
thing.
She's good.
And many times she's very, very good.
Very good.
Her loving, but I think what is very telling is her hands. Because she is a deeply, deeply insecure person. Mm. Her hands, when she was pregnant, had to be on her stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was a couple of things. That was saying to the world, this...
I own it.
I own it. This, and she did it quickly. She did it very, very quickly.
The second she was... I mean, there wasn't even a bump and she was...
And within 2 years, they had met, gotten engaged, got married, and had a child. That is very quick. She knew what she was doing. But if you watch her hands throughout, so it was always she was clutching on to Harry. Then she's clutching her stomach. Now she's clutching a baby and Harry. But the way in which she holds him, I think, portrays a tremendous, tremendous insecurity. And some of the later photos, even of her and images, even of her facial expression, as hard as she's trying, She is very insecure. I think he is going through an emotional crisis that puts him at risk. I think he is very, very vulnerable. And this is a couple that is not in good shape at all.
Yeah, and I think it's very hard for him. Again, you're right. He's always been sort of that, like, second fiddle to his brother. He's always, but again, the orphan child of Diana, the sensitive one. And I think she's sort of come in to try and the whole feeling is, I think, that she's come to be his companion, to look after him almost. Mm. And for her to take him out of the royal family is massive. I mean, first of all, that creates a rift between his brother and himself. She's had purported clashes with Kate and Harry and William. So I think it's also pulling him apart from his family when he's always been protected.
It's true.
So it's like almost ripping him away. And I think they're moving away, especially like moving so far away, because it is far, to another country. And not even just America, they're moving to Canada first.
Mm-hmm. And I don't even know, how do you get there? Look, it could have been Australia. It could even have been Africa. Interesting that they didn't choose Africa.
No, they did. It was actually apparently on the list. Cape Town was a consideration.
And we didn't make it. That's a load shedding.
Yeah. I think it was load shedding.
Yeah. Or gang violence.
They couldn't get a place on the beach.
The
bungalow wasn't big enough.
Right.
So for Frogmore Cottage, I mean, again, also, even on their website, they justified Frogmore Cottage. So why they moved out of the palace, and it was because it couldn't accommodate their growing family. Because for those little kilos of bundles, I love that.
The three of them.
Yes, and also apparently Frogmore Cottage was undergoing renovations anyway, under the sovereign grant.
Oh, excuse me, we've seen pictures of those bathtubs. Haven't we, Zanati?
Exactly.
It was millions. It was absolutely, but it was apparently 50% cheaper than another option.
Oh, they got it on special.
It was special, so they took off price.
Frogmore Cottage was on special.
Yeah, so they were giving. They were like letting the country off easily.
Absolutely incredible. I'd love your thoughts. 34519 or 0618951019. Rakhadi says the Queen cancelled Prince Andrew's 60th birthday. The Sussexes are in for a shock. They are. I think they are. This is something that they have not dealt with
this
before.
This is unprecedented.
Because what they've done is they are now juxtaposed to Hollywood. And they have got a darling of Hollywood who detests them. Who absolutely detests them. She has, you know, before everybody that, you know, if you think about Fergie, who came into the,
who was in the Mist as well straight away.
Straight away. Look, I mean, there was no shock there, but she didn't have the power. She had no power.
Had no power base as well.
And no power base. You didn't have the Oprahs and the Clooneys and this type of support that Meghan Markle has.
Absolutely.
So it was very, very different. Diana was in the same position. Whatever power she created, and it was immense, she created on her own whilst within the royal court.
Family,
So it is very, very different. I'd love your thoughts. 34519 or 0618951019. Time is 8:29. Dina Diamond, before I let you go, first of all, you arrived back from your holiday at what time last night?
Almost 12, got home.
Why? That's not responsible.
No, well, you see, it was a thing between Japan, Dubai, Cape Town.
Right.
Transformers blowing up at the airport.
Oh, gosh, did you arrive in the dark airport? Or were lights back on by then?
No, there were lights, but there was also wind. So not only was the plane delayed by 4 hours, but from Cape Town, we came in to land, and the plane all of a sudden starts, you know, you start going down, and then all of a sudden you start going up.
That's very unnerving.
And then the pilot's quite quiet for a little while, and he's like, oh, by the way, update. There was a bit of a wind crosswind, so we couldn't land.
We're
just going to fly around for a while other aircraft attempt to land, and then we're going to try it again. And if that doesn't work, then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, let's play it by ear.
Yeah.
Right. What could go wrong? Hashtag Ukraine. So you got home at 12th, and we had scheduled to talk about your trip to Japan,
exactly,
because I'm fascinated. being as fascinated as to how that was and some of your observations. But of course, this Markle story
Brexit at the current time.
It's bigger than almost anything. So maybe we'll catch up with that next week. Literally. Thank you for coming in. I certainly admire your commitment having arrived home at 12:30, still unpacking.
Yes, and then, I need to be organized.
I suppose one does.
1:45 this morning. It's enough sleep.
Wow. Absolutely crazy. So thank you for coming in and for having that conversation.
I couldn't miss this one.
No, this is too big, too big. Madeleine says the happiest guy is Prince Andrew because the pressure is off. It is 8:30, Dina Diamond. We'll catch you next week.